Amen. Have your Bible tonight. Galatians chapter number 5. Amen. Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 1. The Bible says, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you're fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of the righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." Ain't you glad for that? He said, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For, brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." As we look at this tonight, and we see Paul, and he's speaking to the Galatians, and he's speaking to them, and in chapter 4, he's speaking of them to them, and he gives them what they call an allegory. He begins to speak to them about the law and grace. Amen? And he's speaking to them about law and grace, and talking about that they're trying to do within themselves, and he talks about that what God has already promised to do for them. Now, I don't know about you, when it comes to me doing it or God doing it, I think I'll just let God. Amen. He seems to do a much better job at taking care of me than I do. I've tried myself in many different ways to take care of myself, and you can ask my wife. I always end up in harm's way somehow or another. Amen. Not that I'm clumsy. I just tend to go at things a little in aggressive manner, and I end up needing help when I do. But praise God, I'm glad that I've got a God that'll help me, and He's promised to help me all the way. But I want to look at this tonight just a little bit as we look at this allegory. God's asking the questions about law and grace, and He's speaking to us out of this allegory, and He's asking a question. And I want to you can shut that if you need to. Go ahead. Thank you, Brother Jeff. I just want to ask us to ask a question. What Paul's asking us today, he's asking some questions, and he's asking the question, Brother Kevin, are you? Amen? When we get to thinking about it, when we're looking at this text here, Paul's talking to the nation of Israel, but he's also talking to those born-again believers, and he's talking to individuals. You realize that this book, this blessed old King James Bible that we have to go by, it's written for individuals. Amen? We aren't to use it as for individual instruction. It's the B-I-B-L-E, by the way, basic instruction before leaving earth. Amen? And we have the volume of it that God has given to us to give to you, praise God, and so we might as well use it to the best of our ability. And so Paul begins to ask some questions here, and I just want to ask you a few questions in this text here tonight, and we'll let you go home, and you take them home and ponder them and think on them. Amen? Are you? First question Paul asks in verse 1, he says, are you standing free? Amen? He says that we have liberty. He said, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Amen? Who made you free? Amen? He said, if Christ make you free, then you're free indeed. He said, so what we have to do is realize, ask ourselves a question, are you free in Christ? Amen. Freedom in Christ, praise God, is what we have. Amen. Without Him, freedom isn't free. We live in a world today, and everybody wants to be free, but nobody wants to pay the price. Amen. And nobody wants to stand up. Nobody wants to stand up and be part of something that's greater than we are because they don't want to pay the price. Everybody wants something free for nothing. But I want to say there's nothing in this world free. Amen? If you get something, it's going to cost somebody somewhere. Somebody has to pay for it. And our freedom in Christ Jesus, praise God, it cost Him. Our freedom in Lord Jesus Christ was very expensive. You say, Pastor Jeff, how expensive was it? It was so expensive, Brother Billy, that me and you couldn't afford it. Amen. We couldn't have worked enough hours. We couldn't have tried to make enough money. We couldn't have borrowed, stole, or begged enough money to pay the price of our sin. Amen. It was too expensive. But Jesus Christ, praise God, He came and He paid the price Himself. Amen. Jesus paid the price. But are we standing free in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, trusting and believing on Him, praise God, because He said, stand free. He said, don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen? He said, hey, what we got to do is just believe, trust that Jesus paid the price so that we can be free, and that what we have to do is just stay with Him, praise God, because He's paid the price and He has the delivering power to bring us to the final prize. Amen. I'm looking for a prize. Not only does He save us, He pays the price of our sin, praise God, but He offers a promise of a prize at the end of the journey. Amen. I'm glad for that, ain't you? He said, so He asked us, are we standing fast? Are we standing free? Are you standing free tonight? Are you trying to trust in your good self to get you through? Now, if we love Lord Jesus Christ, we are to do our best to do right. Amen? But we got to do it with the help of the Lord. So we got to stay in close communication with Him. Amen? And we'll get more into that toward the end of the message, but we got to realize, praise God, that Jesus paid up. How did He pay it? Well, Pastor Jeff, I think he when He left heaven and come to earth, amen. He had it all set up that when He was a little baby over there in the manger, that these wise men would come along and they had all these precious gifts. And they would bring it to Brother Jesus, the baby Jesus, and they would give Him those gifts that was preordained from the beginning. And Jesus would take those gifts and He would sell them off a little at a time throughout His ministry. And when it's all said and done, it'd be paid for. I want to say they ain't enough wise men could carry enough gifts to pay for our sins. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Jesus Christ Himself came and He gave Himself. What did He give? He gave His life on Calvary. He shed His blood for you and me. That was the price. He paid the price. Amen. That's why He was in anguish in the garden of Gethsemane when He prayed and He talked, Father. He said, if there's any other way, Father, but not my will, but thine be done. He prayed three times, praise God. He prayed for Himself. He prayed for the Father. He prayed for the Holy Ghost, praise God, to make it happen according to the will of God. He prayed in anguish. He said, Preacher, I'll be honest. Let me just say it out here. Let me just say it this way. For a long time, I didn't understand that. Said, why was He so troubled about that, praise God, when He prayed in anguish to His sweat cup were as great drops of blood? Because He was in absolute mental anguish. We have to remember that Jesus Christ was 100% man as well as 100% God. And His man part was a struggling, just like me and you struggle. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody ought to jump up and shout. Jesus Christ came into this world, praise God. He went through this world just like you and I, praise God. But He did it without sin, with His eyes on the Father. And He said, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Amen. And He became that perfect propitiation, that perfect price of sin, praise God. Amen. So that we might stand free tonight on Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise God. Shouting and praising and giving Him glory. Praise His name. In Him we can stand free. Amen. Stand free from that bondage of sin. Remove that yoke of the law has been removed through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It's been taken away so we don't have to bear it. All we got to do. You know, we've got a simple religion. Amen. Let me say it this way. We have a simple salvation. We just have to put our faith, just believe on Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll be saved. We don't have to keep the law no more. Miles, we don't have to build, Papa don't have to build an altar and offer up sacrifices every evening. Amen? Praise God. He don't have to do that. Praise God. Because we've been set at liberty, praise God. We've been made free through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Bible, in the book of Acts, chapter number 15, the Bible says this in verse 6. He said, the apostles and the elders came together to consider this matter. Now, they considered a matter of circumcision, of grace and law. Verse number 7 said, when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. I'm glad we just don't have to hear the word, but praise God, we can believe. Amen. A whole lot of folks, amen, they hear the gospel, but they never believe. Hello? Are you still with me? I say a whole lot of people, our children, our people, our loved ones, they hear the gospel, but they don't believe the gospel. Amen. Said God, which knows the hearts, imagine that. He says, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. Praise God. And put no difference between us and them. Now watch this. Purifying their hearts by faith. Amen. If you're going to have pure heart tonight, it's going to be by faith. Amen. Are you standing not pure in the Lord Jesus Christ through faith? Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, now therefore, why tempt ye God? To put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear. He said, we've wore that once. It didn't fit good. Amen. Hey, listen, Brother Jeff, I've wore that yoke, praise God, of bondage. I've tried to be good within myself, Brother Robert. It just don't fit. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad when I start trying to do it in Jesus. And Jesus in me, He begins to make a difference. I go in the right direction. I can have a right focus. I can start out right. And at the end of the day, before I pillow my head, I can still be right. Amen. Praise God, because He is. He said, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. Amen. Praise God. He said, because God has already paid the price. He said, are you standing free in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ in faith, believing in what God Almighty has done for you? Amen. The question is, are you standing free? Number two, what Paul asked here in verse number 4. He said, are you fallen? Amen. He said, Christ has become of no effect unto you. He said, whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. Amen. And last night, we have to wonder today, are we fallen? Amen. Are you fallen today? Are you going down? He said, preacher, are you saying that we can be saved and then lost? No, I ain't saying no such thing. God don't say no such thing. God says, praise God, if you're saved by the marvelous grace of God, you're saved. Amen. Praise God. And it's not losing. You're falling from grace ain't losing salvation. Praise God. But it's being moved. Amen. Moved away from God. It's putting trust in some things other than just Christ Jesus. See, we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, but we think we've got to have some other things to make Him work. I want to say, praise God, on the authority of the Word of God, Jesus Christ, His work is finished. You say, Pastor Jeff, how do you know that? Let me tell you how I know it, because Jesus hung on the cross of Calvary. He hung on the cross of Calvary between heaven and earth. And when he was at the end of it, he said, what? It is finished. Amen. Brother Billy, the work was done. Praise God. It was done for you. It was done for me. It was done for our children, our grandchildren. We just have to receive the work that was finished on Calvary. Praise God. Amen. So what happens here is that we don't lose our salvation, but we move from a sphere of grace into a sphere of law. Amen. And then sometimes people get saved. Well, if you do this or that, I said, I don't know that you're saved because of this. Amen. Who are they to judge us? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, we're saved by the grace of God through faith. Amen. It's not of ourselves, praise God. It is a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Where his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them, but we don't always. Amen. Sometimes we start walking good, but then we get off the path. Amen. Sometimes, now listen, sometimes the path ain't real clear. Hello? You get to walking. I used to do a lot of walking. I used to do a lot of coon hunting at night. Sometimes there wasn't no path at all. Amen. You get down Eastern Park, say you get down in the flatlands. And Brother Jeff, they's no mountains for guidance. I mean, what they call mountain is little old hills. Amen. And you get down there and everything, especially at night, it begins to all blend together and look the same. Amen. And you get down there and you get to chasing them old coon dogs and they take off in a direction, and the next thing you know, you're chasing them. You're not thinking about where you're going. And if you ain't got a compass, you may not make it back. Miles, we went down there one night and they was down there, these farm ponds everywhere. Amen. And we got down there and we kind of got mixed up. We was trying to go back and I said, there's a pond over here. We come right by that pond. Amen. So what we need to do is just go right back by that pond. We come on this side. So if we go right back, the car or the truck ought to be over yonder somewhere. But Brother Robert, I didn't realize that there was a whole lot of farm ponds. So we walked pretty much all night, got to a place, got looking up, and there was a road, and I didn't recognize the road. Come find out we was miles from where we let out. Amen. There's a lot of roads, praise God, that lead places. There's a lot of them that's not distinct. But praise God, there's a God of heaven, and He said there's a path that's narrow. And when we get on it, praise God, He'll help us to stay on the path. He'll help us from keep us from falling that sphere, trying to do it by ourselves. Walking in grace. See, we don't need a substitute. We don't need to substitute regulation for a personal relationship. Amen? Regulation, amen, it says the do's and the thou's and the should's and the can'ts. But praise God, I'm glad we got a God of heaven that not only tells us that, but He shows us how to make it work. Amen. Praise the Lord. He does for us, praise God. He is our substitute. If you're going to have a substitute, have Jesus as your substitute. Amen. So are we standing free or are we falling? Amen. I believe if we'll stay with Lord Jesus Christ, we can stand free and we won't fall. Amen. We'll stay on a sure footing, on a sure foundation. Praise God. Number three, Paul asked us a question. He said, are you staying on course? Amen. Verse number 7. He said, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Amen. He said, you started out running. You know what happens a lot of times? We'll start out in our young Christian life and we'll start out running pretty well. But then we start listening to the crowd. Amen. I say, well, son, you don't have to go to church all the time to be a Christian. And then you hear something, well, you don't even need to go to be a Christian. You can sit up, you can watch Jimmy Swaggart on Sunday morning, and that'll be all right. Amen. But I won't say, hey, they ain't nobody can take the place of Lord Jesus Christ in the house of God. Amen. Sitting on the pew, listening to singing like we heard this evening from the throne of grace, praise Lord, and the word of God touching your heart right where you're at, not through a television station, not from something else, praise God, but from the word of God, from the man of God, through the people of God to make a difference in the house of God. Amen. Stirs your heart. Praise God. But he asked, are you saved? He said, you did run well. He said, you started out right. He said, who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? He said, who got in your way? What kind of false teaching come along, praise God, it caused you to defer from the path? Amen, praise God. Caused you to take a detour. Now, let me just ask you, some of you have been in this for a while. Not only Miles and Trinity, but probably haven't, but a lot have been in this for a while. But people come along and they cause us to detour. they come along and they get in our lives, so they become part of our lives, different people, different situations. And the next thing you know, they start coming up with some teachings and some doctrinal things, and they cause you to begin to wonder, and they cause you to detour from the path. Amen. The Bible calls it ungodly counsel. Amen. I read that in your hearing the other day. The Bible talks about that, and it's amazing that it starts out in Psalms chapter 1, the very first verse. It said, "Blessed is man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Amen. He said, hey, listen, if you're going to talk to somebody, and if you're going to listen and seek advice, praise God, get it from somebody that loves the Lord. Somebody that's in their faithful, praise God, that's doing the work of God. Amen. Don't get counsel from somebody that's sitting in the house. Don't get some counsel from somebody that's living like the world, praise God. You say, well, preacher, it just seems like they're having a good time. Seems like they're just doing all kind of fun things. And amen. Yeah, they pleasure in sin for a season. But when that season's over, then comes the judgment of God. Amen. But he says, he asked us the question here, said, are you staying on the course? Are you listening to those doubters, praise God? He said, are you taking ungodly counsel? He said, who's hindering you? You know what? Let me just say this, and we'll move along. We need to be careful, Christians, who we listen to. Amen. We need to be listening to those that'll encourage us and lift us up. We don't need to be hanging out with a bunch of people that's going to tear us down or tear down the brother and sister, praise God. We need to, those that are he said, use those that are good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. Amen. That it may minister grace to the hearers. So we need to be looking for that grace. We need to be looking for that ministration of grace to help our hearts. Are you looking for grace? Amen. Are we listening to ungodly counsel? That ungodly counsel comes from ungodly people doing ungodly things. As James would say, praise the Lord. But he said we don't be caught up in that. So are we staying the course? Amen. Are we staying where we need to be? He said, this persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. He said, if you've been taken off course, praise God, he said, that ain't of God. I've had people tell me today, Brother Jeff, I've had people tell me before. They say, well, preacher, I just think this is the way I ought to go. There was one lady told me, she said, preacher, I just believe this is the way, this is of God. I believe this. And she was going off in the most ungodly direction they ever did hear. I said, God bless this. I said, that's exactly the wrong direction. She said, well, I believe God's speaking to me. I said, he's doing no such thing. Well, she looked at me like a Caiaphas looking at a new gate. She said, what do you mean? I said, God is not going to direct you in a path that's unrighteous. Amen. You're listening to the wrong voice. He said, I said, you got to stay the course. You got to stay with the Lord. Are you staying the course? Are you staying on the path, praise God? Are you seeking godly counsel? Don't take ungodly counsel. Amen. Because you start taking ungodly counsel, then you'll get to our next point, number four. He said, are you being leavened? Amen. Are you being leavened? Verse number 9. He said, a little leaven lift the whole lump. Amen. Praise God. Now Jesus tells us about leaven in the Bible. Now, leaven is always a type of sin, right? Amen. Well, when they done their purifying, their cleansing, they ate unleavened bread because leaven was a type of sin. Jesus tells them, look at Matthew. Let me just read that to you right quickly. Matthew chapter number 16. Matthew 16 and 6. And Jesus said unto them, take heed of and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it's because we have taken no bread. Now, the disciples got out with him. They headed over to the other side, and they didn't have no bread. And they thought that's what he was talking about. He said, when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, oh, ye little faith, why reason ye among yourselves? Because ye have brought no bread. They probably didn't figure he'd figure that out. But he's Jesus, who is God, who knows all things. Amen. He said, do you not yet understand, neither remember the five loaves and the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? He said, I fed you once. Don't you think I could feed you again? Hey, you know, sometimes I wonder about that. Oh, you know, the Lord feeds us, He takes care of us, He brings us through situations, then we have another situation, we're like, oh man, what am I going to do now? Well, we're just going to put our faith and trust the Lord. Praise God, if He brought us through it once, He can bring it through it again. Amen. He said, neither the seven loaves or of the 4,000, and how many baskets you took up. Now, some people say, well, the 5,000 was a feeding, and the 4,000 was the same feeding, but they just got their numbers mixed up. Well, if they did, then the Lord was mixed up here, because in Matthew, He said they was 5,000 fed, and then He said, then again, they was 4,000 fed. Two different occurrences, two separate instances. Amen. Praise God. And He said, you took up baskets in that one also. He said, how is it that ye do not understand that I spake to you concerning bread, that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. What he was saying, he said, that doctrine of the Pharisees is just like that leaven in the barrel. Amen. That leaven in the barrel, that it's like yeast. You put a little bit in there, and then just a little bit, it don't take long once it's introduced. It starts working, and it works real quietly. I thought about that this morning. I read this, and I thought, you know, that's the way it is. It's real quiet. It's real subtle. Now, if it was like a science experiment, and that leaven come in, which is a type of sin, and it was just strode in there, and all of a sudden it goes, and blowed your head off. Amen. You'd say, well, I guess that was the Lord trying to tell me. Amen. But it don't happen. It's subtle. It comes in quietly. It comes in easy. And it grows sometimes even secretly. Amen. It begins to grow secretly, subtly, secretly, quietly. Amen. But then as it begins to grow, that yeast, it begins to take over the whole barrel. Amen. The whole barrel, praise God, begins to be contaminated by the leaven or controlled by the leaven. Amen. What the Lord is telling you, he asking us, Paul's asking here, or said, are you being leavened? Are you being controlled? Is it sneaking into your life? He said, wake up and smell the roses. Look around you and see what's happening. Amen. See what's taking place in your life. He said, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. He said, if we let a little bit of sin in, ain't it amazing how we'll hang on to our little sins? Amen. You say, preacher, what's little sins? It's those little things that we know is wrong, but we do them anyway. Hello? Amen. We know they're wrong, but we do them anyway. And the Bible says it's like the yeast in a barrel of flour. It begins to leaven till it leavens the whole lump. And what it does, it makes the whole lump bad. Amen. A lot of people start out and they start out with just little things. Let me just say this while I'm here. They started legalizing marijuana. And they call it for recreational use. Now, to me, recreation is something that's fun. Amen. That's rewarding. There's nothing about that fun or rewarding. I've seen people on that stuff. They just go around and want to eat everything in sight. Amen? There's no reward in that. There's no gift in that. There's no help or hope in that. Amen? But that's what the devil does, praise God. He leavens the whole lump. He gets you caught up in that mess. And now and Colorado's killing people left and right, and they're wondering why it's happening. Because they gave the whole state to the devil. Amen. And these other states that's following suit left and right. It used to be, pray God. You say, well, preacher, it's just an herb and herbs won't hurt you. Hey, man, I won't say this world is under a curse, praise God, and anything you partake of this world that'll alter your mind and keep you from thanking and praising God is sin. Amen. You're welcome. Amen. They won't tell you that no more, praise God. They pat a cake around with drugs and alcohol and sex and pornography. Amen. I won't say it's all out of hell. Amen. God said we need to stay away from it. He said, you start out, and that's where people start out, with just a little bit of marijuana. Some good old buddy or some good old gals, they say, hey, just take you a little puff of this. It won't hurt you. Don't tell me it won't. Hey, you take that stuff now, that stuff's laced with some of this stuff, will kill you. Amen. Take you out of here the first time you do it. Amen. Living a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. If it starts out with just a little toke here, a little toke there, and next thing you know, you're stoned out of your mind. Don't even know who you are. Amen. Trying to sell everything you can, stealing, robbing, praise God, to try to support a habit, amen, of just wickedness. Amen. You're welcome, praise God. But that's where we're at in the world today. We got a whole bunch of people that's sitting home in mama's basement, praise God, 30-some years old, amen, ain't never worked a job, ain't never tried to be nothing, stoned out of their mind, don't know who they are, amen, and they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, they never will, because they'll never be sober enough to recognize the call of the Holy Ghost of God. That's the question, are we being leavened tonight? Amen, are we being deceived? Are we being caught up? Quiet and slow, secretly overtaken. Amen. Praise God. We need the Lord like never before. Amen. He said, if you're doing all that, he said, then you can't be servants of God. He said, we need to be. He asked a question. Number five, he said, are you serving others? Are you serving others? Verse 13, the Bible says, he said, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. But by love serve one another. Amen. I wonder today if we ask ourselves the question Paul's asking us here, asking the Galatians, are we serving one another? You say, well, Pastor, how do we serve one another? Well, a server is somebody that's there to help. A server is somebody that's there to give that's needed, to supply that's needed. I want to say tonight, hey, there's a whole lot of folks in our churches, our families, in our home, praise God, that need something. Amen? And we ought to be servants of the Lord, wanting to help them, wanting to give them something, praise God. What can you give them? Give them the Lord. Praise God. See, our freedom, he says, don't let it be, take your liberty, praise God. Your calling, only use it for an occasion to the flesh. He said, we ought to take our liberty seriously. We ought to take our liberty serious to serve others. In other words, when we have the freedom and the liberty, Lord Jesus Christ, we are taking it as a responsibility to serve others. Amen. We live in a self-serving world. Amen. And it's becoming even so the more now. Everything's self-serving now. Amen. Ain't nobody wants to serve you. They think you've got COVID. Amen. If you clear your throat somewhere, they run from you like you got leprosy. Amen. But you get over at Walt, you get over at Sam's Club, and you get to, and it's on a Saturday when it's real crowded, and they got an aisle there, and you're trying to get to that meat section, and you happen to look over and you see they got just a couple bags of that chicken that you like real well. You know how to clear that aisle? All you got to do is go, son, that. They'll clear out of there like rats are fleeing a ship. Amen? I mean, they'll give you the place. Amen. He said, but you can't use what Christ gave you. You can't use it like that. You can't use it as liberty to satisfy your flesh and get what you want. He said, we are to use a liberty to have to serve others for the cause of Christ. To lift up His name, praise God. To do things, encourage people, to help where we can. You know, if God's blessed you financially, praise God. Hey, it's a blessing to be able to give to somebody else. Amen. Praise God to be able to chip in here and to chip in there, praise God, and see people hope in this world. Amen. Praise God. To be careful, praise God, what we do, but praise God, be mindful of what we do. Because we have a responsibility to serve. You say, well, Pastor, what motivates you to serve? Love motivates you to serve. Amen. I said, love motivates you to serve. To serve others and not be self-serving. Amen. And it's serving others. You know, the serving others is a fulfillment of the law. Amen. It's a fulfillment. Look at Romans chapter number 13. Romans 13, verse number 8. The Bible says this. He said, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Amen. You know how to fulfill the law? To love this old preacher. Just love me in spite of me. Amen. Love me anyway, Miles. Praise God, just because you can. He said, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Amen? Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. He said, we're getting closer to the shore, young'uns. Amen. Praise God. If we're going to love anybody and show them the compassion of Christ, now's the time to do it. Paul would say, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Amen. Take possession of it. That's what that word redeeming means. He said, the night is far spent and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness or chambering or wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on, here we go, the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. He said, praise God. He said, just put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Wear Him like a garment, praise God. That full protection that He gives us, amen, that we talked about one Wednesday night a while back, amen, when we get that full coverage, praise God, that gives us the safety and assurance that we need. Praise His holy name. The fulfillment of the law is loving one another, praise God. Are you serving Him today? Are you serving Him? Are we serving others? Amen. And then Paul asked the question. He says, are you walking in the Spirit? Are you walking in the Spirit? Verse 16. He said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He said, hey, listen, we can fulfill the lust of the flesh, but he said, if you walk in the Spirit, he said, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He asked the question, are you walking in the Spirit? Amen. Walking in the Spirit, praise God. Moving, praise God. Life. We have life in abundance through Jesus Christ our Savior. Without Him, we have no life at all. We don't even have a promise. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have hope. Amen. If we're walking in the Spirit, praise God. Hey, because it changes our behavior. It changes the way that we act. It changes the way that we react. As Brother Bill once said, if there's no change, there's no chance. Amen. If the Lord Jesus Christ saves you, He moves into your heart, Holy Ghost of God takes His boat and He begins to change us. We can't do the things that we used to do. Amen? Because God won't let us. Yeah, well, preacher, I could. Yeah, but God won't let you. The Holy Ghost of God is in you and He directs you, praise God, away from that stuff. Christ is manifest in your heart. Amen? And it's faith, and the fruit of it is in the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. The faith, the Spirit, praise God, movement. If you're walking, he asked the question, are we walking in the Spirit? Amen. If you're not walking in the Spirit, he said, then we're walking in the flesh. And the flesh will take you in the wrong way. Amen. In order to do what we need to do in the flesh, he said, then we're trying to live in the law. Amen. If we're trying to live in the law, then the compulsion that we had is something that's without. We got to try to take what's out here and we got to try to make it work for us in here. Amen? But he said, when we're living under grace, the mighty grace of God, praise God, the work of compulsion is from the inside. It's a work of compulsion to take what's on the inside and work on the outside. You know, I've said it many times, Brother Billy, you can take a pig and clean him up, polish him up, take him fair and get a bow, and win a bow ribbon. A blue ribbon. But praise God, when a blue ribbon. But amen. But when you get him back to the hog pen, amen, you turn him back in there, pray, the first thing you're going to do is go waller in the mud. Because you cleaned up the outside, but inside he's still just a pig, an old hog. Amen. We're trying to take a bunch of old hogs and clean them up on the outside, and it doesn't affect the inside. What we need to do is have the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, are you walking in the Spirit so that you're not being led in the flesh? He said, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and for the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery and fornication. He goes through his whole big list of what we do. Verse 22, he says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen. Praise God. He said, are you living in a way that's pleasing to God? Are you standing firm, free in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you falling away? He said, are you staying on the course? Are you being leavened? Amen. Are you serving others? Are you walking in the Spirit? See, you can't do one without the other. It takes all these. Paul just went down. It's kind of like a step ladder of grace. What we need, praise God. And it starts at the bottom. The last ones I read, do your Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and it'll climb you right on up, praise God, to where you need to be, to where you can stand free in the liberty which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I tell you, we need a standing today, praise God, but it starts in the Spirit of God, in believing, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And I said that, now listen to me. I'm saying it's as your Lord and Savior, amen. It's personal. We've got to make it personal, church. We've got to make it personal. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Praise God. Just to trust. He gave us an allegory of the law and grace, and he said we just need to stay with grace. He said, don't let them hinder you. Don't let them get you to deviate off course. He said, just stay the course. Praise God. He said, because it worked. It's been tried. It's been proved. Amen. It's been tried and proved. We've seen folks come through the churches. We've seen our senior saints come up, go through here shouting and praising God, and go out of here shouting and praising God to glory. Amen. Guess where they're at today? They're in glory, amen. And they're beckoning us saying, come on over. Boy, it's fine over here. Praise God. So Paul's asked, are you standing free today? Amen, Lord Jesus Christ. Not trusting yourself or the flesh or the law, but trusting in Christ. Amen. Are you falling? Amen. Falling from grace. Amen. Falling from losing your salvation, but praise God, losing your relationship, the Lord Jesus Christ, trading from regulations to swapping a relationship with Jesus our Savior. Amen. It's all part of God's plan. He said, if we'll just become partakers in it. Are you serving others? Are you loving? Have you been leavened? Amen. Are you letting little things into your life? We can't do that. We got to be confident. We got to be confident in ourselves. We got to be confident in the Lord. We got to stay the course, amen. Because it's easy to get sidetracked. It's easy to get off course. It's easy to start missing, amen. It's easy to get out and get away from God. It's easy to get out of church. You can ask anybody here. It's easy to get out, and it's a whole lot harder to get back in, amen. That's why we just need to stay with the Lord. Serving others, praise God, giving God glory, walking in the Spirit day by day, man, with the help of the Lord.